Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
From a competition to a pleasure run and all the stops in between, we cover it all here at Coon Hunting Media.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Coon Hunt Media Podcast. We have sat down for part two of Elite Nutrition, but first we're going to kick Johnny off with a verse of the week.
The verse of the week this time is going to be out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Down in verse number 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with all temptation will also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." So I know Christians are not a perfect people, but we have a tendency to blame stuff on other people. That's simply not the case. You have a choice to make. You can make the right choice or you can make the wrong choice. So he's not going to put nothing more on you than what you're able to bear, or not making a way out of escape so you don't have to bear that. So it's on you. It ain't on somebody else. It's on you. And that's part of a responsibility in this life, is taking credit for what you do and taking credit for what you don't do, what you do right and what you do wrong. So, and a lot of school-age kids don't understand this because they're taught group therapy instead of individual accountability. So it's up to you as an individual Christian to take on the accountability.
Houndsman Advantage is a proud sponsor of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Houndsman Advantage is the premier digital scoring solution for the competition hunter. The app gives the necessary tools to score in competition or track your dog's hunting performance while on pleasure hunts. Imagine the benefit of having this tool at your fingertips on every hunt. Some of the features included within the app are a scorecard view, a summary view with tree timers for up to four dogs. There is no more calculating split strike and tree points manually. They are preloaded within the app. Cumulative scores will be automatically totaled with current plus, minus, circle, or deleted points after each scoring situation. The app includes the full rules for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. A search function is included, which allows you to find specific rules instantly. The app allows you to scratch or withdraw a dog at any time during the cast. When the app is running under the UKC rules, it will automatically scratch a dog that has reached the scratchable amount of minus points. The app includes a kennel function for personal information such as registration numbers and entry cards. You can also store analytics on your dog's accuracy, win percentages, and much, much more. Even though the app has been tailored with the competition hunter in mind, the pleasure hunter has not been left out. You can set up pleasure hunts that track up to two dogs' performance at a time. You can keep totals on accuracy, whether good or bad. This will be broken down to the game scene, dens, slicks, and so on. When you register on the app, you are given a one-week free trial. Within the app, navigate to the news and update section, There, you will find a video that will walk you through how to use the entire app. Don't lose a cast because you didn't know the score or you had the wrong score. Give yourself the advantage, the Houndsman advantage. The app is available for download at the App Store and Google Play.
Cajun Outdoors is the official light sponsor of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Cajun Lights has been in business since 1986, making them one of the oldest hunting light companies in the industry. Any listeners from this area knows the level of quality and reputation that came with the Cajun Light. Cajun Outdoors is quickly reclaiming their spot at the top of the modern hunting light industry. Their recipe for success is listening to customers' needs and wants. If you're looking at a Cajun Light and don't see exactly what you want, pick up the phone and call the owner, L.W. Nixon. He will make the light that you want become a reality. Customization is not a problem with Cajun Lights. You don't have to worry about cheap foreign parts from box stores. There are no worries about tariffs. All their lights are made right here in North Carolina in the great USA. The key mission statement of Cajun Lights is, when you as a customer spend your hard-earned money with us, we'll stand behind what we sell. We will be here for years to come. Their current light lineup is the premium light that is tailored specifically to the competition coon hunter, the Cajun Blinder. It comes with a choice of either bright white or natural main beam with four levels of brightness. Super bright dual white walk lights with spot flood combo for great visibility while walking and searching. Super bright red light with high-low option. Super bright amber with high-low option. Intense bright green laser. Burn time on high is 5 to 6 hours. Clip mounted for easy removal and changing of various hats. Weighs 18 to 21 ounces depending on hat style. The other quality lights they include are the Cajun Roguerou, the Cajun Bayou 2, the Cajun Micro Gator. All Cajun lights come with a 2-year warranty along with a lifetime labor warranty. Most of the guys at Coon Hunting Media have ran Cajun lights since childhood. Cajun Lights, try one and experience an elite light from a brand that has been around for years. Call them at 888-773-3080 or visit their website at cajunlights.com.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth, located in Hemera, Indiana. Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond, and Diamond Deluxe. AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars, and leads are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store.
Let's get into part two. Is there anything else we want to touch on and talk about on some of the dogs or the livestock or anything? Have we missed any of the stuff?
Oh, we missed a lot.
We have missed a lot. There's a lot in this catalog.
Yeah.
Is there any other things that we didn't talk about that is like, man, we should have at least hit that one? I mean, like we missed on the last, we needed to talk about the dope in the tube.
Yeah.
It's important stuff. Is there anything else?
I think we're good. We can move into the human stuff, because the one thing I can tell you every time I do a meeting is I'll sit there and I'll ask guys how many folks in the room have horses, and so many hands go up, and then I'll say how many people have dogs, and so many hands go up, and then I'll be sheep or goats. I have yet to do a meeting where every hand in the room did not go up when I said, how many of y'all have humans at home?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we look at all these things, and there is, like we were just talking about while we just walked outside for a minute, there's a lot of things on people. that can help, and this holistic approach, I'll call it that, it's worth checking into. And
when I think the big thing that we get so, Johnny mentioned in the last episode, we get so frustrated with the pharmaceutical companies because they give us a drug to treat a symptom. And then we got to take another drug to deal with the symptom that or the side effect of that drug. And then the next thing you know, you're taking 45 pills just to treat symptoms of the other drugs. Whereas our approach is we want to get to the root cause of what's causing that problem, so we can either maintain or we can actually heal it where you don't have to be on something the rest of your life. And that's a different approach than Big Pharma. Big Pharma wants you to have to take that forever and ever and ever and ever.
You need to be sick. That's where the money's made at. Absolutely. And I think we're starting to see a shift in our culture to where people are starting to be like, we need to look at some of those things again. And
I had my first RFK fries last week at Steak and Shake.
How you like those? That
beef tallow fries? They're pretty dang tasty.
I've been going there quite regularly.
Well, the thing I ruined the first time I went, I only went once, but I went with another guy. And I ruined my beef tallow fries by covering them with chili and cheese, which they were still good, but you could taste the difference whenever you ate the plain fries.
I actually went there the week that I found out about it, and we sat down. My mom and I meet for lunch almost every day. She works on one side of town. I work on the other. And she's like, where are we going to that? I said, we're going to Steak and Shake. Why are we going to Steak and Shake? Because we go there regularly. Well, not regularly, but we go there. I'm like, they have brought beef tallow back, and we're going. And I did. We sat down, and I asked the girl, I said, have you guys switched yet? She goes, what? I said, have you got the? Yeah, we got it last week. I said, yeah. All right, I want a large order of fries.
Yeah.
So, we were just thinking of things. So, my dad, we know he's had it because he's been diagnosed with it in the past, and he knew it himself just because of being around the livestock all of our life. And he told him, he said, I've got a tick disease. I know that's what it is. And they actually tested him positive. And I want to think his was Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but we know other people that's got it. So let's just jump into that one. Have you guys got something for that for humans?
Absolutely. So that was something we started with the dogs. And we realized we've got a lot of people that get affected. And the thing with people, too, is a lot of times we don't realize we notice it in the dogs first because we notice a decrease in their performance. Whereas a lot of times by the time we realize we're sick, it's further along and it's really debilitating because we're not running 5 miles to know that we're not operating in all cylinders. So a lot of times by the time we get it, you know, we're further along. And same thing. The doctors want to give you doxycycline. And doxycycline will knock it out, but as soon as you become stressed, it can come roaring back. And they got, you know, there's long COVID, there's long lines where people just seem to battle it for years and years and years. And so we do, so our pure balance is going to be like our rebalance on the dog side. That's the kill part. That's the one that's going to work like an antibiotic on the human side. Same thing. You can use. I love it because I don't have to worry about taking off work if I get a sinus infection or whatever. I just start taking Rebalance and it fixes itself, and I go on my way and don't miss work. But it's the first step of, or one of the three products that we're using for Lyme disease or any tick-borne disease in humans. And while we're out there, one thing that humans tend to get that I have not heard of dogs getting, and I'm ignorant on the topic, but there's one out there called Alpha Gal. And I'll be honest, in theory, our products should work for that, but it's not common enough that we haven't done any trials on it. And two, I know three men that have bought it, but they never gave me feedback after they went through it. So I can't, if somebody out there has Alpha Gal, in theory, it should work, but I'm not going to be as confident in saying so as I am with the Ehrlichia or Rocky Mountain spotted fever or the Lyme disease. But the pure balance is the kill part. The second one, which would replace the Happy Dog Plus, is our Ultra Caps.
Okay.
That's going to build up our immunity so we can go through that. We're not feeling miserable. Ultra Caps is just a good, like I take 2 Ultra Caps every day because I smoke too many cigarettes, drink too much coffee, and heartburn's been an issue for me in the past. I used to be on Prilosec and all that jazz, and I know that's not healthy because it's making my stomach not operate the way it's supposed to, I've been able to avoid a lot of heartburn by taking
really
two of the Ultra Caps a day. And then in turn, I honestly don't get sick as nearly as often as I used to either. Like, I've noticed whenever my wife or other people I'm around are sick that I'm not getting the same edge they are every time. And then the third product is our Total Guard, which is, that's our detox for humans. So that one's going to get the Pure Balance is going to do the killing. The Total Guard is going to flush that toxins out of the system, and the Ultra Caps is going to build up her immunity. The Total Guard, like I said, that's our detox, be like along the lines of our Canine Guard. So if you tend to have yeast issues or anything else like that, it's going to help you deal with food allergies, that type of thing, just like the Canine Guard does in dogs as well. But it's those three products. You need to take two in the morning, two at night for 90 days. So if you get yourself a 360-count
box. Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big.
Bottle
mm-hmm.
of each that will get you through the 90-day treatment for an adult.
Okay.
If you got young kids, like when I say young kids that are younger than all adults, you want to do two and two, not, or one and one, not two and two.
One and one. And that's one thing that I was going to ask, because the way I'm reading through all this this stuff in the catalog, everything on the human side, you got it in capsule form, looks like.
Yeah, we have a few liquid products, but for the most part, it's in a pill form. One thing I will say, too, is I'm convinced that the FDA, which is our regulatory authority over human stuff, that they're scared of fat people and getting sued. Because if you look at any of our dog products or our horse products, it says so many cc's per body weight. But our labels on the horse stuff or on the human stuff says take one or two once or twice a day. It doesn't matter what your weight is. So I think the FDA is scared of offending fat people. But I can tell you there's certain products that
you need to
I take more of as a 260-pound man than my wife does as a 100-and-nothing-pound woman.
He hit that right on the money. I was wondering how that was going to play out.
Yeah.
You did good on that.
Yeah.
Funny 100 and nothing.
Yeah. So funny story, we got a rest pill. And our rest is, you guys probably never experienced this, but you ever go to bed at night where your mind's racing, you can't stop thinking about what happened today or what you got to do tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a non-addictive sleeping pill to help stop your mind from racing so you can get to sleep. And it works really well. But that's one that I do, like I take about six at night, about 15 minutes before I go to bed, and it works really well. My wife only needs to take one. And it's one that figure out on your body on how you handle it. But it's not, I could take it 5 days in a row and not take it for 3 months, whereas a lot of your sleeping medications are
addictive. Once you start, you're addicted to those.
But I was doing a meeting up in Pennsylvania, and our dealer came up to me after the meeting, and he said, Chip, I got a really good testimonial about that rest, but I didn't want to embarrass my boy. I'm like, all right, Chris, what is it? He goes, well, it was Saturday night. And the next Sunday, or the next day after church, my 17-year-old boy was fixing to tell this girl that he had his eye on her for the first time. One of these days, you'll get there too, Kyle. And he was nervous. He goes, I have a hard time sleeping. So he's like, Dad, I took some rest. I'm like, okay. He goes, Dad, I took 8 rest pills. I'm like, how big is your boy? He goes, about 120 pounds. I go, he slept well, didn't he? He goes, my 17-year-old boy slept so well that he peed the bed for the first time in 12 years.
He was in deep sleep.
Yeah, definitely.
But have you noticed, though, as you get, I'll call it that midlife area, it's because you get so busy. Your brain cannot stop. I mean, there's times you'll get mad. I mean, there's times I'll lay down in bed and I've relived everything that's going to have to happen or has happened that day at work or is going to have to happen. You can't turn it off. There's times you can't do that.
Oh, and then there's times even I get a deep sleep. I'm dreaming about what I was thinking about, but it's some kind of morphed fairyland. Like I'm sitting there in my dreams thinking I'm getting all serious and solving these problems. And I wake up and I'm like, what world was I living on? It ain't going to work like that.
No, no. So that's just something that
and
you run into midlife.
A lot of times my problem is when you get, my mother-in-law says this, women is like Grand Central Station. They got a track for every thought that they've ever got in their head. They got 15 tracks running at the same time. Well, me, as a man, and some men may have this, may not have it, but I got a one-track mind. When I get something on my mind, I got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go on to something else. I can't do 15 things at a time. But if I get something on my mind before I go to bed and I don't get it figured out, it drives me nuts, and I'll sit up half the night. But worse than that is when you know you roll over and look at the clock and it's 1 o'clock and you know you got to get up at 4:30. Then that you go from that I got to go to bed till oh my gosh I only got 3 hours, and then that starts wiring on your head. And the next thing you know it's 3:30 and you still ain't been asleep, so you got to get up and put your clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how I could use that in my line of business. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to talk about how lady folk tend to use more words throughout the course of the day and thinking more and thought. And that's one, I don't know about you guys, but my parents were firm believers in corporal punishment. And I thank God for that because I don't think I'd be the man I am if it wasn't for it. But contrary to what my father might think, I would prefer to get paddled by him versus mom. Because dad hit me one time really hard.
She starts hitting you for everything.
My mom swings her hand every time there's a syllable comes out of her mouth. So dad, he's like, one time, bang, don't ever do that again. Mom's every syllable, don't you ever do that again. That arm swinging. And then as I got older, it became a belt. And then it became a spoon. And then I'll never forget, I was home from college. I was 19 years old. And I would never touch my mother. I had too much respect. She went to slap. I'm smart mouth, and she went to slap me in the face. And I wouldn't hurt, but all I did was stop her hand from hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
She called up my old man, crying. I don't know what to do with these boys. The spoons break. The belts don't hurt. They just don't listen to me. I need you to come home. And he's like, I can't be home all the time, hon. You got to figure something out. About a month later, same thing. I'm smart mouthing, and she goes, stop her hand. Next thing I know, she got about a 5-foot length of rubber hose. Let me tell you what, my mother starts watering the flowers. I'm sitting my butt down today. That son of a gun hurt. I mean, it hurt. There's not a man tough enough in this world to take a rubber hose. I'm confident in that.
She figured your weak spot out. That is true, though. That is how mamas could do that. They would get them going. I never thought about that, but I've had some of those multi-syllable whippings in my life. We was talking about whippings last night. My brother used to, that's hurt worse, because I remember my brother, we'd get a whipping, and then he'd turn around and be smart off, he'd pull a book out of his pants or something. It didn't hurt a bit. It's going to hurt when daddy gets done with you.
Well, my mom, she would grab you by the hand. So I remember playing Ring Around the Rosie a lot in a bedroom because she would take that switch and she'd run you around that bedroom.
Oh, she'd grab your
hand. She wouldn't turn you loose till you to the. There was about a foot left of that switch and she was hitting you with a hand and switch both. But you run multiple circles around that room during that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's some other things that like right here?
Let me ask you guys, like folks that. Their loved ones in your family or yourself, what are things that you guys are experiencing that you might need some help on?
Well, I'm flipping through the catalog looking here, and here's one that hits me, joint and muscle support.
That's what I was going to touch on, especially with the coon hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, there's
especially
times.
Especially in our neck of the woods, we don't get to walk through a Indiana cornfield with our hay dudes on to go shine a tree or drive a side-by-side to a tree. We're holding on to two trees.
Wait on
and
us,
heaven
Kyle.
Forbid you're at a nice hunt in West Virginia.
Yeah,
so we almost have that same landscape.
Oh, here in East Tennessee,
where we live.
Yes,
and I mean, there's numerous times. But I'll go back to one of the hunts we had not too long ago. It was this past coon season, and Kyle got tired of waiting on Johnny and I. He literally waited at the truck for 30 minutes because we were finally like, we're not going to be able to walk any faster than this because we're going to be hurting tomorrow. And he just left us in the woods, and we took ourselves coming out. But you have a lot of muscle aches and pains, and I hurt in places that I didn't ever hurt before.
I mean, hunting in our area, it does wear and tear on your body. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even, well, I mean, I'm young, but hunting 6-7 nights a week in East Tennessee, it's rough.
Well, that's the thing I found is even if I still have the energy to do things, the next day hurts a lot worse than it did 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, we got a lineup of products that can take care of those situations, and it's not going to be one for every guy, so we'll kind of go through them. The first ones are Inflame Aid. That's going to be like our Active Dog for the dogs, or our Enduraflex Plus, which a lot of the guys that are packing a lot of dogs, they'll use the Enduraflex Plus off-label because it gives them a little bigger bang for their buck, buying for the horse quantity versus the dog quantity. But it's hyaluronic acid, MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, collagen to rebuild the cartilage, Boswellia, which is a little bit of a natural painkiller, all rolled into one product, very highly concentrated. Where we want to use the Inflame Aid is, you can use it a couple, but primarily it's for injuries. Like I just got, threw out my back, twisted my knee up, sprained my ankle. It's going to take that inflammation out of that joint, like right now. Okay. Very quick, very effective. Get rid of that pain. It is not something that we want to be on every day, all day, because with the hyaluronic acid, if we take that every day, our body's going to stop producing hyaluronic acid. Okay. And we don't want that to happen. So we don't want to stay on Inflame Aid more than a month at a time.
Okay.
But if you're in a situation where you know that you're going to be hunting more, you can take that as a recovery product instead of just an injury product, but you still don't want to do it long term. Our Joint Aid is going to be something that's more of a maintenance for a guy that does not have any health problems or back problems or knee problems, but mm-hmm. wants to avoid getting them in the future because he's an active guy. So in your case, that might be something you would take every day because you know that you're putting a pounding on your body. It's going to help you deal with some of them pains now, but it's going to prevent you from having long-term injuries as you get older. At my wedding, I'm going to date myself, but that's fine because I'm a Generation Xer and I'm proud of it.
Me too.
I jumped off of a table into a straddle split playing air guitar that shook me all night long. I mean, I was a flexible son of a gun. About 5 years into marriage, I threw out my back and I just ignored it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Just fought through it. Well, in that time, because I was walking funny or whatever, my hamstrings just, like I barely touch my toes now. And the only reason I can is because I've been working on stretching out it. Because when you get those injuries as an older guy, if you don't treat them, you're never going to get it back. It's just you're going to compensate, and then you're just not going to be able to do the things you used to because your body atrophied essentially because mm-hmm. you were compensating the way you were walking or however
mm-hmm.
you were doing something different that your body over time is going to respond to, and that's not always going to be the best for your health or your, especially for your ability to move around and do what you used to do. So that's where the Joint Aid would come in. The other one is the Cell Link. The Cell Link is a phenomenal product. It is the same thing as our Relink for horses, which we didn't talk about. But what it does is it will strengthen the bone that's supposed to be in your body, but it will dissolve the calcium in your body that's not supposed to be there.
Okay.
So like the Relink on horses, we've taken horses with ring bone and put them back on the racetrack. I mean,
wow.
Your vets, they'll tell you you got a lame horse for the rest of your life. Well, with the Cell Link, like I had a bone spur on my right big toe for mm-hmm. 20 years. 3 months of taking Cell Link, it's gone.
Really?
Arthritis deposits, it's going to get rid of. But at the same time, if I have osteoporosis where my bones aren't strong, it's going to strengthen my bones. And the way it kind of gauges it was what has blood flowing through it and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The other places, I'll ask you guys, is there anywhere else in your body that you think too much calcium can cause you issues?
Kidneys.
Kidney stones, that's one of them. And knock on wood, I've never had kidney stones.
I had one when I was 18, 19 years old. And that's, I wouldn't wish that on my absolute worst enemy.
It's painful, isn't it?
I still lived at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hit me, I didn't know what happened. I thought I was dying. And my mom and dad found me in the bathroom, laying in the floor, holding a pillow, crying, and ended up having to have surgery. They did the laser mm-hmm. bust on it. Then I was back in the hospital after that because I couldn't pass it because it was like a sword inside my body cutting me.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing.
Yeah, they got like little razor blade edges on
it. It was awful. But I mean, I know people that my father-in-law has kidney stones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regularly. I mean, it's once a year. I've got an uncle that has them regularly, and mm-hmm. it's excruciating pain that they have to go through.
So that CellLink is something that you can take to prevent getting kidney stones. If you have a stone now, mm-hmm. it ain't going to work quick enough to help you, but it will get rid of it. Another thing that excess calcium, gout.
Okay.
If you get gout flare-ups, again, it's not going to help you get over a flare-up, but it will help prevent you getting those flare-ups.
Well, I mean, I go to church with an elderly gentleman that has gout, and he has flare-ups all the time, and it's a painful thing for him to deal with, and you feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can tell what kind of pain he's in when it's happening.
It and kidney stones are both two things that I've never had, but I've seen enough people have them that I know that I don't want them because they look like they're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she has a kidney disease. It's hereditary kidney disease. Her dad used to get gout because of the buildup of the uric acid.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes medicine for that, and I don't know, I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's a buildup of uric acid to keep her from getting gout. But she still gets it every now and then, not very often. But they used to say wild cherry juice and black cherry juice and use those things. But she takes a medication for it now. Mm-hmm. And I cannot think what I know what it is, but I cannot think of it. That's what it's for, build up of uric acid and things of that nature. But so it may be something she needs to look into.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a, I hurt, when I was a young man, we bought our first piece of property and I'll never forget it because the post is still there. And I was building fencing back then, young and broke and didn't have post pounders and didn't have all that stuff. And I would get out and I'd set a few posts and I was fencing all this with light poles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember it to this day. I have one light pole that was a corner post that was way bigger than one man should have been messing with. And I had it in the hole. It wasn't where I wanted it. And I picked up and I did something to my back right there. And I thought I was down. And that's been 25 years ago. And I have flare-ups usually about once a year. I'll do something and it'll come on now with the least – I'll be doing the least strenuous thing when it happens.
You throw out your back, you don't have to do anything for it to flare up.
On top of that, I'm just tired all the time.
Yep.
Is any of this stuff as far as
– So the Inflamate, if you get a flare-up, you want to take that. Tightness and muscle – I take two every day. As the relax, that is a muscle relaxer.
Okay.
It's a magnesium based muscle relaxer, and I take that because as I get older, I'm tight, and mm-hmm. it's going to help with that muscle recovery, elasticity of your muscles. That's one. You know, I was talking about taking 5 or 8 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium can also help you with mm-hmm. your constipation, so don't take more than 2 at a time of that one.
Well, I'm relaxed.
Yeah, but the relax is one that is going to just
okay.
relax those muscles. Again, the Inflamate, when you get the flare up, take that out. The other thing that a lot of folks talk about is sciatic pain,
mm-hmm.
and the Inflamate will reduce that inflammation to hopefully free up that nerve to where it's not being pinched anymore, and you don't have that sciatic pain. But if you've had a long term bout of it, just like we're treating that EPM in horses where we get that nerve damage from that mm-hmm. thing boring into the spinal cord, you can have a damaged nerve. And even though you get rid of that inflammation, you still have nerve pain because of that. Another product that we have is called our Snap. And it's one that not everybody needs. But what it does is it's going to be for soft tissue repair.
Mm-hmm.
So ligaments, tendons, muscles. But it also will regenerate nerve tissue. So with that sciatic pain, it will help regenerate those nerve tissue. But the other big thing that a lot of older folks get is neuropathy. And this mm-hmm. doesn't even have to be old. You guys know what neuropathy is?
I've got it.
Do you know what neuropathy is? So I'll explain this to you. Because I talk about neuropathy a lot, and people don't really understand it, especially young people like you, Kyle. I don't know where you do your reading, but I do my reading a lot of times sitting on the john. So imagine you were reading a book cover to cover that was 1,000 pages long, and you're sitting there on the john reading that from cover to cover, and you stood up. What would your feet feel like?
You wouldn't feel them.
Yeah, pins and needles, yeah. Not feel them at all. That's neuropathy. So my mother, she survived breast cancer 3 times from doing this chemo treatments for 11 years of her life. Her feet were like that all day, every day. She started taking that snap. She had feeling in her feet in 2 weeks and hasn't lost it since.
Really? Because, I mean, when you get to our age, you have a lot of people that have that. And that's probably the best description that I've ever heard of it. But you have a lot of people that have that pain every moment of their life. It doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. And you know, a lot of that's circulation issues. Your type 2 diabetics are mm-hmm. prone to neuropathy. So blood flow, you know, we'll get into some of that stuff. If we increase the blood flow, we're going to help out with the neuropathy. That snap will regenerate that nerve tissue for any damaged nerve. Another thing, I've had several customers cancel carpal tunnel surgery because the snap healed it. Same thing with my brother. He's a contractor, swinging a hammer all day. He got tendonitis mm-hmm. elbow. Start taking a snap, no pain whatsoever anymore. Again, it's not one that everybody needs, but those guys that do need it,
you need it.
It's life changing. Another, I've got one. Couple guys that were vets came back missing limbs, and they get that phantom pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they think that the yep. appendage is still there. Mm-hmm. This made it go away.
Okay, that's some very interesting stuff.
Well, I've got my left foot's broke right now.
Broke.
It's broke right now.
Okay.
I stepped off a traco onto a rock, and I heard my foot pop. I know something went wrong. It turned purple and blue and black and every color under the rainbow. But I have neuropathy in my feet. So it didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. I didn't have enough feeling to feel it hurting. So I told my wife about it, and she said, "You need to go to the doctor." I said, "It don't hurt." And I went to the doctor 3 months later, or 4 months later. "Your foot's broke. What? We need to put it in a boot." We put it in a boot. "Now you need to have surgery." I'm not spending the money on surgery. So my foot is still broke right now. And the reason why...
Has it been set?
No.
Okay, so it's still... Is it a clean break or is it out of whack?
It's fairly a clean break. It's on my fifth metatarsal on my outside of my foot, on my left foot. But it never healed back.
I would say take the cell link. That cell link will heal that bone. And then the snap will help you with your neuropathy.
Okay, because I did it at work, but I waited too long to say anything about it because, like I said, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
And because I'm a guy, and my wife said, "You need to go see
Gen X-er guy." That's the difference.
Hmm?
Gen X-er guy is the difference.
Exactly right.
And you move up a generation, they would have told you about it, but I'm probably going to fall on that rock.
And oh, yeah.
They have a whole different mindset than we do.
Make sure you write that down, Kyle. Okay.
But I did. I stepped off a 336 and stepped off and on a rock about the size of a softball, and I heard it pop. But... being me and having bills and kids and houses, and you got to go to work. So I went to work and passed it off. And the foot doctor told me, he said, "The neuropathy in your foot's why you didn't feel it."
Yep.
And I could have went back and done some things maybe later on, but me being honest guy that I am, I said, "Hey, it's on me. Let's go."
See, and so, if Johnny was on this product, he'd have felt it hurting. And he got it fixed, and then he would have no excuses of not to go hunting.
That's mm-hmm. true.
And he would be collecting money on workman's comp instead of out of his own pocket.
There we go.
Hey, that week, I was at the PKC World Hunt, and I walked and got the dog in the boot.
He did. He was my truck man, and after the hunt, I was sitting out of pocket, and I just called Johnny. I said, "Go pick him up." Johnny's hobbling through the woods in a boot.
Look like two dogs fighting under blankets.
So let me ask this question. Yeah. It may not be of any benefit in that situation, but like my son, which he's not here with us, you've got to meet him. He had a stupid teenage moment last year. Him and one of his buddies got a four-wheeler there at the house that we knew the brakes were bad on. Mm-hmm. They were garbage. And because this has been a very costly experience for Dad. But they fixed the brakes enough that they were catching, and they went to check a deer feeder. And this deer feeder is at the bottom of a hill that you don't take a four-wheeler down that doesn't have brakes that are excellent. So about halfway over the hill, the brakes went out on it, and four-wheeler ran away with them. And he actually ran it into a tree on purpose because the other option was a bluff. Mm-hmm. And when he come off, his buddy come off behind him. He had another grown man sitting behind him. You know, these are big boys. It'd be like Johnny and I sitting on it. And his elbow, his hand was on the handlebars. He went forward, and it busted him all to pieces. So we had to have it set, and he ended up having 4 months, 5 months, I guess, of physical therapy or whatever. But it was broke so bad they couldn't do surgery. Mm-hmm. It was just shattered in his elbow. And he couldn't open his arm all the way. So we went through all of the stuff. They said, we're just going to have to see how it heals, and then we'll have to decide about surgery later. We think you'll get everything back. Well, he did, but he hurts a lot. I mean, he still aches a lot with it. And
so do you think it's from the bone on bone, or do you think it's from ligaments or tendons?
Both, because he had, I mean, he was major ligament damage. I mean, he
so
was out of socket.
The snap going to help heal those ligaments and get rid of that pain.
Okay.
The cell link at this point in time, that bone's probably set and
it's
healed.
The bone's
but
sealed.
But at the
it's,
same
it's
time,
sealed.
There might be some calcium deposits that cell link will
actually
dissolve.
What I'm wondering is there a possibility that some of that – I mean, he's got his motion back, and like I said, I paid a lot to get him back.
And part of that pain might be because those calcium deposits are rubbing on those ligaments and tendons too.
Right. And that's what I was wondering.
I would say the snap and the cell link in that situation, just diagnosing – based on the conversation.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I saw all of the X-rays and the MRIs, all that stuff. It was busted up good. I mean, the doctor was like, I can't screw that all back together. Mm-hmm. So it was too small of shatters.
Yeah.
And she said, we're just going to have to kind of wait and see how it heals. So, but there was a lot of ligament damage there too. So
yeah,
that may
say
be something.
Snap in the selling.
Well, let me ask another question. I mean, I could sit and we will have to watch this. We'll goof around here in time. We'll be like, we've been here 2 hours.
Yeah.
But
episode three.
Well, he has, and he's a young man. I mean, you know, he's a year older than Kyle. He played football from the time he was 8 years old to the time he graduated high school. And he has a lot of knee problems. He hurts all the time. He has arthritis already at a young age. That's what the doctor told him. And certain days, his legs hurt really bad. Is there something?
I would do the cell link, because the cell link is going to get rid of any calcium that's supposed to be there. But it does have the anti-inflammatory properties too, without the hyaluronic acid. So he can take that as a daily maintenance.
Okay.
For the arthritis, whereas the inflammatory we don't because of the hyaluronic acid. But I would do the cell link.
Okay.
For that situation.
That's one of the things that I, you know, arthritis is a big deal, because, I mean, I remember my grandfather, he wasn't my grandpa, his pa. Mm-hmm. He had arthritis really bad, and I just remember when he would have flare-ups, he'd have to go in the house, just lay on the couch, and he would just be aching and hurting, and it was, you know, it'd come on, and I'm starting to get to that age, you know, my hands at times hurt, and that's what my doctor told me. He laughed at me, and he was
well,
like,
and that's something, too, so... With arthritis, you got different types of arthritis. You got arthritis because of injuries, which the cell link will take care of that. But you also get autoimmune arthritis, like rheumatoid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a cure for that.
Right.
But we can make it more comfortable.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You would take the cell link every day to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do get a flare-up, go ahead and take the inflammate at that point in time. Because rheumatoid arthritis, why you have the pain is from the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So the cell link is going to be your daily maintenance to prevent that inflammation. But if you do get a flare-up, switch to the inflammate, or you can even take the inflammate along with the cell link and get really attack that inflammation hard.
I mean, these are good points, because I'm going to go back and sit down and listen to this podcast with a notepad, and I'm going to be writing things down, because I run into situations where my hands hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's what my doctor told me last year when we were just going over a physical and something. He kind of laughed at me and says, you're getting old, son. He goes, that's arthritis. You're starting to get you're starting to feel those pains. And I didn't feel a lot of that stuff as a young man, and now it's like, whew, this stuff's here every day.
My thing that hurts me, my feet.
And, really?
You know, the doctor said it was from football. I think it was more jumping out of the back of a feed truck with 100 pounds of feed on my shoulder.
Yeah, those things will get
for
you.
For 20 years.
Yeah, they'll get you.
I mean, my feet just ache.
I mean, even as me, as young as I am, that's what hurts every day because I'm on my feet all day at work, and then I walk 14, 15 miles a night hunting in rocks. And, I mean, it ain't easy, and that's me and my hunting partner that I hunt with all the time. That's what hurts all the time is feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the bottoms of your feet aching, everything. So,
yeah. I'm gonna say I've been blessed with that so far. I mean, in my life, I've never had a lot of feet problems. But that's
I mean, we've tried. But, I mean,
well, the other thing, you ain't a 260 pound man either.
No, but I'm getting there. It's like I don't need to be. Yeah. I don't have the frame to be a 260 pound man. But
that's the thing. I mean, good God. I'm trying to get back in shape. I'll walk on the treadmill, and I like riding a bike, but that hurts your backside. But if I run, my joints just – I mean, because I got a lot of weight I'm pounding on, you know, but I want to get back into shape or stay in shape, and it just hurts a lot more than it used to. What other questions do y'all have?
Well, I mean, we're just kind of flipping through there. What about and I've not looked at these, so, I mean, there may not be or whatever, but seems that – everybody you know anymore has got diabetes or they're pre-diabetic. Is there anything to – I know diet. I mean, what you eat makes a difference. But is there any things there supplemental-wise that can help in that aspect?
We can help the type 2 diabetics. Type 1 diabetics, their pancreas is dead. They're on shots.
Right.
With the type 1 diabetics, like my brother's a type 1 diabetic, he takes the SNAP to prevent neuropathy. And he also takes the Vitacell, which is a daily vitamin that would be like along the lines of our essential dog to increase that blood flow, to make sure that his vitamins and minerals are balanced so he has blood flow going to his extremities. Because, I mean, he's relatively healthy. He's active. He's not overweight at all. But he's been a type 1 diabetic since he was 7, and now he's, 45? So that's hard on your body.
It's hard on your body.
For your type 2 diabetics, absolutely, diet and exercise is a big thing. But we do have a product called GlucoFit that is designed specifically for them to help them deal with their insulin resistance, help maintain that healthy blood sugar, and deal with, you get a lot of fatty livers with diabetes too. It will help prevent that. The other thing that we have a lot of folks that will use if they're struggling is our ThyFit. Again, like our thyroids are our regulators for our whole body. Our thyroids regulate the pancreas, they regulate adrenal glands, whole nine yards. One thing ThyFit will do is it'll help make sure that the pancreas and everything is optimal, working at its best levels. But two, it will work as a, it will reduce your appetite. So it will help you with that weight loss situation.
So you mean you could help control that without jumping on the chemical
don't
drugs?
Don't start taking 25 pills thinking you're going to, take what we recommend, but it will decrease your appetite. One thing I will say, that's one I promise you I've never taken. I don't want to take because I like to eat. But it will, and it's really good. There's a lot of people out there in this world that they eat like a bird. They're dieting all the time, and they still can't lose weight. That's the thyroid that typically means that they're a hypoactive thyroid.
Hypoactive.
It's not working quick enough. So that's going to help them to shed that weight. It's going to get that.
That's a good point, though, because, I mean, I'll call it recently, over the past few years, have you not seen a massive increase in the people that want to jump on these medicines that were originally for diabetes, they're doing to lose weight.
It might work great, but it scares.
It's scary.
It's too dang it's new dangerous to really know if it's not going to have long term.
Yeah, and people are just they're popping them like M&Ms. It's the norm right now. So that's another good thing to look at.
If you are looking for a reliable, safe, clean, and comfortable transporter for your dog, then you need to contact Muddy River Transport. They offer a premium dog hauling experience where your dog's safety and comfort are top priority, and they will go above and beyond the competition. They use their advanced ozone treatment and sterilization machine to thoroughly clean their van at the completion of each run. You can rest assured that your dog will be traveling in an environment that is clean, safe, and hygienic. Their van is climate controlled. All kennel spaces are comfortable, spacious, safe, and secure. Your dog will be comfortable and stress-free during transport. The drivers that will be moving your dog are trained professionals with lots of experience in this field. They are friendly and dedicated that your dog's safety and comfort are top priority throughout their trip. Communication is top-notch. You can rest assured that you will get route updates, dog check-ins, and projected times of arrival, all while taking into consideration your busy schedule. If you are looking for a transport option for your dog and want a stress-free experience with the confidence that your dog will be in a clean, safe, hygienic environment, then call Muddy River Transport today to give your dog the best ride of their life. They believe their customers' dogs deserve to be treated as if they were their own. They are not just dog haulers, they are active houndsmen. They hunt just like you do and participate in all the major events. Remember the mission statement: travel safe, travel clean, travel comfortable. Every trip, every time with Muddy River Transport. Contact us on Facebook at Muddy River Transport Group or call 1-402-274-7558.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squallers.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I got him.
Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squallers, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Schinninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots, making plots rise again.
Yeah, the other thing with thigh fit that works really well, not necessarily with men, because if we lose our hair, we just look really good. But
that's right.
If you have women that have hair loss, that tends to be a thyroid issue, and we can help with that hair loss for women too.
Well, what about women that lose hair like that, but their hair seems to stay thicker every day? Because it's like I live in a house full of girls.
Mm-hmm. I've got, I second that motion.
So you're saying they're shedding, but their hair is thick?
It's like it's thicker today than it was.
Yeah.
And my so I've got two daughters and a wife that are all have, you know, they have, it's like if I could take the hair that I pull out of the sinks. And
I got the perfect thing for you. My father-in-law, he taught me well. For Christmas, don't get them a dang gift certificate to the salon or the spa. You get them a gift certificate to the dang barber. Just give them all crew cuts. take care of that problem. They won't be shedding, and they won't take nearly as long to get ready either, because they'll wake up and they're ready to go. I'm telling you, since I started shaving my head, it's the most liberating thing in the world. I wake up and I'm ready to roll.
You're ready to go. Yeah. Take that shower and you come out of the shower, you're ready.
Hey, I could take what I get out of the shower before I get in the shower and make me a good wig out of it.
But their hair is just as thick as it was. It's like, where'd
it come from?
How's it grow that fast?
Yeah. No, but if you look, I just shaved this morning, but I still have hair, but the reason I got a really big forehead, but I think it was 3 years ago now, my mother put a picture of me on my birthday on Facebook, and a bunch of her old bitty friends were confusing me for my 72-year-old dad because of my gray hair, and I said, that's the last time that ever happens. I just started shaving it the next day. That way my gray hair is masked, and then the dang beard went and turned white, and I don't want to look like Telly Savalas, so I at least leave a goatee.
Yep, it's amazing how fast that hair turns gray.
Oh, man.
It's like overnight, you wake up one morning, it's like, what happened? I don't remember having gray hair yesterday.
Well, I didn't have to worry about that. Mine turned loose before it turned gray.
So another one at this time of the year that's a big one is our breathe. That's like, we have that new breathe paste for dogs. Like, mm-hmm. If you guys are giving your dogs Claritin, you're going to have long-term side effects from giving Claritin. Some guys give Benadryl, which makes no sense to me at all because it makes the dog fall asleep and you're wanting them to perform. But our breathe is a paste you shoot down their throat, like the electric boost, that will help them deal with those allergies. Well, this is a pill for humans that have allergies or maybe they're prone to asthma. I'm not telling an asthmatic to throw away their inhaler, mm-hmm. but it will help open up your airways. If I've got a sinus infection, it will flat drain my nose in 15 minutes. I mean, it works quick. If I get bad cold, pure balance and breathe, and I'll feel better by morning.
Really?
Story behind that. When I first started working for Elite, I had a customer that bought dog food off me that has 5 feed stores up around Dayton, Ohio. And we're going through the book like we're kind of going through tonight. And he goes, tell me a little bit about those human products. I went there to sell him livestock and horse products. He had 5 feed stores. He goes, I want to know about those human products. I said, all right. Anything in particular? He goes, tell me about this breathe. You might not know it, but I've always struggled with my sinuses a little bit. I'm like, I've never noticed. Really, I haven't. He goes, and I told him what it was. He goes, I think I'm going to try that breathe. Get me a 360-count bottle. So I sent it to him. About a month goes by. I'm driving down the road, and I see Greg call me on the phone. I answer the phone. I go, Greg, how you doing? He goes, I'm good. How are you?
True testimonial right there. That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
So let's see. So the breathe is good. I mean, I can sit here all night.
Okay, the one you were talking about, just getting older and having energy. So that Harmony product that we have, whenever I first started working for Elite and I saw hormone health, I immediately thought of women.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the change of life, that time of the month where we all dread, that's what my mind went to. And then I started talking to Leanne, and she goes, you knucklehead, you know that's for men too. I'm like, what do you mean it's for men? She goes, well, pretty much from the time you're 25, so you got 5 years left, but young man, you start, your body stops producing as much testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that energy, you can take all the daily vitamins that you want to or whatever. You just, if you don't produce enough testosterone, you're not going to have the energy.
Correct.
So that Harmony has tyrosine in there, which will spike our testosterone levels. I started taking 4 a day of that. And I'm telling you what, I'm not saying I recover like a 35-year-old anymore, but I have the end. Like, I get up in the morning and I work out now. I never had the desire to do that now or before. Like, it gives me that energy like I was 10 years younger. It still hurts more in the morning
mm-hmm.
whenever I'm recovering. But it's changed, just given me the ability to just go. It's helped me out a lot now that I'm a 48-year-old guy.
Well, I was going to say, for guys, I mean, testosterone is more than what we think of with testosterone. I mean, a man needs it. I mean, you have to have it. And you don't have the energy that you had when you was 25.
Well, and that's why we start getting weight around our bellies and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Because it slows down our metabolism mm-hmm. too if we don't have enough testosterone.
Yeah.
So that's one I wanted to mention.
That's one I want to study about some.
Let me see here real quick. We got the eye support. That's one.
And you say that to the two guys sitting across the table that have both just had to put glasses on in the past 6 months for the first time.
For reading glasses?
My first question. I have to have them nonstop now.
Oh, wow.
And never had...
See, I've had contacts since I was seven.
I've had 20/20 vision. Well, I thought I had it all the way up to the eye doctor told me when he laughed at me when I was in there doing it. He goes, you realize you've had this problem for a while and you're just been, your body, he said, your body compensates.
You didn't
realize
you couldn't see.
Well, he said, when you get 45, your muscles don't compensate like they did. It's just a fact of life. He said, just be thankful you made it this long, but this didn't happen last night. He said,
yeah.
He said, this has been going on for a while.
Well, that's it. I've had contacts since I was seven, but the reading glasses just started a few years ago. And the first place I realized it was tying a dang fishing lure on. It took me 15 minutes to tie a lure onto my line.
I noticed it when I was at a store one time, and I had to get my phone out and put the camera on a...
Take a picture and blow it up.
And blow it up to read it. And I was like, something's not right.
So now I can't... These go in the back of my phone. So I got these... I forget what the heck they're called, but right there they are. Thin optics. They sit right on my nose. I never lose them because they're glued to the back of my phone.
That's pretty cool.
And it works out pretty good because I don't really need them all the time. But again, fish, or if we're at a dark restaurant,
mm-hmm.
I can't read the menus anymore.
Yeah. Well, I went from not wearing anything to I have progressive.
So I got
it all right there. So it's...
So the eye support isn't going to help us from going blind. But what it does do, and it's... was designed primarily for night vision, like having a hard time seeing at night when it's raining or whatever.
Mine
like
works
that.
Out good. How quick does it come into effect? Because some of these people go blind on the cast.
Might help you see.
He's going to start handing them over.
I'm going to start carrying a bottle of this with me.
Yeah. But what's amazing about it was designed for that purpose, and it was designed to slow down macular degeneration
mm-hmm.
so you can maintain, like it will stop the progression of some serious thing. But what was amazing was before any of us, the sales reps, even knew that product was on the market, we were doing our clinical trials, and there was this gentleman from down in around Hillsboro, Ohio, that he started taking. He had just had a cataract surgery on one eye, and he started taking the eye support to help that heal. When he had surgery scheduled for the other eye,
mm-hmm.
it was like 20/70 or whatever. Mm-hmm. This eye was back to 20/20, but he was started taking the eye support to help the eye that he had surgery on heal.
Mm-hmm.
Within a month, that cataract fell off his left eye. Totally, he now has 20/20 vision in his left eye without surgery. Canceled his surgery, and we didn't know about it because it was still in the trial stage. Only mm-hmm. Leanne, the nutritionist, knew about it, and those people that were on the trial. Well, that knucklehead writes a letter into like their local newspaper, singing the praise about it. I'm getting phone calls from all over the country about this eye support that I didn't even know existed yet. Find out it removes cataracts. I'm like, I want to find out about it, you know. But it is a good product. And like for my wife, she's terrible at seeing at night. It's helped her out tremendously with driving at night, that type of thing.
Well, we've got one of our good friends up in Illinois, and he actually sent us all a picture today. He just got glasses. But he's got cataracts. He's going mm-hmm. to have, so that might be something.
Well, this old man did say he had to change the prescription on his reading glasses to lower it because
it was too much.
It was too much after he started taking the eye support. But I don't know if it's going to make a guy that's wearing glasses not be able to wear glasses. Like, I'm not going to make that claim.
But it could potentially help him with the cataracts. I mean, like him, we know he needed glasses and we know he's got cataracts. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a double whammy that he's having to deal with. So that's interesting.
But I think we got a few other products, but I think we covered the nuts and the bolts or the lion's share. One, we got a product called Zing. That's your electric boost for us.
Okay.
So it's a little powder you mix with your water, so you don't have to have monsters or all that crap that they put in there. The Zing is, it's either pina colada flavored or pineapple mango. You put it into water and you get that Zing, if you will. Same way you would from the electrolyte.
Okay.
But it doesn't taste.
We'll stop bad.
Lines of it on the table here before long.
I was going to say, yeah, he goes, this is Mr. Energy Drink Man Kyle sitting over here. He likes those. So that's.
So that everybody he, else that under the age big, of 30.
He buys these big tall boys of Arizona tea. I don't know where he finds them at, but he comes in with them all the time. He drinks about this much out of them.
So what's your energy drink of preference?
I like the Bucked Up. Energy drinks is what they're called.
You ever read the ingredients on this?
Yeah,
just the ingredients is better. Why. Ask RFK about those ingredients, see where you. But funny story. So up until, 15 years ago, energy drinks weren't a thing. It was just coffee. Red Bull was the first one to come over. And it was a story about that. So the guy that was my attorney, whenever I had my own business, he was also the attorney of this guy. This guy had a chain of restaurants in the Pittsburgh area called Red Bull Inn. And it was known for steak and lobster pot, which really was just langostino crawfish, but they called it lobster pot because we were from the north and didn't know any better. But it was a decent restaurant. But he had a salad dressing that he had in all the local grocery stores. And he got a trademark on that name, Red Bull Salad Dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 30 years, and there's this energy drink company coming from England that wants that name in America. But this old country bumpkin with three restaurants in Pittsburgh has the trademark on it.
Mm-hmm.
They paid him $290 million for that trademark.
Wow.
Needless to say, he don't own the restaurant anymore. He don't worry about salad dressing anymore.
Yeah, he don't need that anymore.
You talk about just catching lightning in a ball. I mean, of all the names to pick,
yep.
Like
that was nice. Elite Nutrition can buy my name to open a tube for.
won't even charge you
I'm just throwing that out there.
No, this is interesting because, I mean, believe it or not, we've got another hour already taken.
Oh, I'm sure.
So this is good. This is good stuff. So I will be listening to this podcast with a notebook in my hand, and I'm going to be going back to this catalog. So
one thing I should say, we haven't mentioned, if you guys have questions, we've covered a lot of stuff in the last two episodes. If you have any questions at all, feel free to give me a call. My cell phone number is 412-596-0264. You can text me. You can call me. Do me a favor. Do not Facebook message me. I will get it, but it's a pain in the butt because I manage five different Facebook pages and I'm constantly having to flip back. And I don't get the notifications other than on the one that I'm open on. And so I might miss it for a week or two. So yes. If you want to get a hold of me, call me. If I don't answer, so shoot me a text and I'll get back to you within 24 hours, I promise you.
Cool.
Unless it's Sunday. And it might, like, I ain't going to call you back on Sunday.
Can't beat that. That's Open advertising. Just give them a call and ask those questions. So there's a lot of stuff we could probably ask tonight. I could just keep looking through here, but I'm going to take it home with me. We'll go through this catalog, and I'm sure my dad's going to be wanting to order some of this stuff immediately. So, and the other thing is, this is natural ingredients.
You ain't got to worry about side effects.
We're not sitting here with if I take this, what's it going to do to me?
You look at a commercial on TV and them talking about the side effects is longer than talking about the benefits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so, yeah.
That's fact.
I mean.
Yeah, they got the
fast dude
300-pound man skipping through a field of roses as they run through about how it's going to give you diarrhea and cause prostate cancer and make you impotent.
Some
and everything else.
Cause fatal exactly. Death.
Yeah. One other thing, too, we should mention for those guys that have not heard me before, if you guys are looking to buy product, you can go to houndsmanxp.com. You can go to coonhuntersupply.com. You can go to cajunlight.com. If you go to our website, which is tryelitenutrition.com, there's a dealer locator. It'll show you the closest brick and mortar store to your location. But if you don't have anybody within 50 miles, you scroll down. It will list all of our online retailers for you. And it will specify whether they have human stuff or dog stuff or horse stuff. So that way you don't drive 50 miles out of your way to buy sell link for yourself and find out that store only carries horse stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good information. Well, Chip, I've enjoyed it. I mean, this is our typical way. I mean, we're sitting here and it's midnight and we're still recording, but that's fine. That's how we kind of operate. But I've enjoyed you taking the time to sit here and enlighten us on a lot of these products and, you know.
No, we had fun too.
We've had a good time.
Stories tonight.
Yeah, we've had a good time. So,
other ones I've done, they try to be all serious and tell me not to joke around. But you guys don't. You're not like
No, that's one thing that we're pretty laid back on that. We just have a good time.
Yeah. Old Greg doesn't talk like this anymore. He still talks like this, but his nose does feel better.
That's good. I like the information. A lot of information here. A lot to digest. Might have to listen two or three times, go through, pick up and take off and, but definitely a lot of information here to go over.
All right, we're gonna cut it out and call this one a
a complete episode. We appreciate you listening to us, and tune in next time.